that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we talk with one of the coordinators of the big event of the season on the Chico visual arts scene, the 2017 Open Studios Art Tour. Tomorrow and Sunday you'll get to visit many of Chico's best artists in their own workplaces where they create their art. And tonight you can attend a reception at the Chico Art Center where you can preview this weekend's event, plan out where you'll be visiting, enjoy some delicious food, and talk with some of those artists. Yes, they're doing the time warp again at Reading's Old City Hall. Axiom Repertory Theater is performing the original version of Rocky Horror, the Rocky Horror Show Live. We'll be talking with the director and many of the actors from this outrageously fun sci-fi cult classic. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is currently displaying Surface and Structure, an exhibit of textile sculptures by Trish Ramsey. You can visit the gallery between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Monday and Wednesday, it stays open till 9, and Friday till noon. The Orland Art Center has paintings by Bernard DeVeus and Jeannie Vauden. You can see the exhibit The Windward Side, Islands and Innocence, between 1 and 6, Tuesday through Saturday at the center. This week in Chico, it's the final two performances of Heathers the Musical at the Blue Room Theater. This tuneful dark comedy plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Chico Theater Company ends its run of the musical Spamalot, based on the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. The final performances, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. Tomorrow night at CSU Chico's Harlan Adams Theater, the university's premier jazz band, Jazz Express, performs Swing, 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 their ensemble concert, starting at 7:30. Then next Thursday at the Harlan Adams Theater, the Travis Brass Quintet from the U.S. Air Force Band have a guest recital starting at 7:30. The Sundays at 2 series in Chico State's Arts and Humanities Building presents Dmitri Shostakovich, a portrait of the Soviet composer, featuring a range of instrumentalists. Sundays at 2 happens at the Zing Recital Hall and, as you may have guessed, starts at 2. Down the hall from the Zing, the Janet Turner Print Museum hosts The Meaning of Life Visual Anthology. Contemplate the meaning of life at this exhibit. Curated by Chico State Philosophy Professor Marcel Daguerre, it's open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Acting Company in Yuba City, perfect for Halloween month, it's The Addams Family, a new musical, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Today is the birthday of humorist Art Buchwald, who noted, "You can't make up anything anymore. The world itself is a satire. All you're doing is recording it." Event that visual art enthusiasts in the Chico area look forward to every autumn,
is happening this weekend, the Open Studios Art Tour. And tonight, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Chico Arts Center, you can attend the kickoff party for this event, a reception with the coordinators and with several of those artists who will be opening their studios. They'll be there to greet you and help you plan where you'll be going for the Open Studios Art Tour.
This is Dolores Mitchell at the Chico Arts Center, 5th Street and Orange. I'm speaking to Aaron Wells, who is going to say a bit about Open Studios.
The 2017 Open Studios is a wonderful happening where artists all over the community get together, open their studios to the public, and welcome the public, showing what they do, how they do it, even talking about why they do it. The Open Studios starts with a reception and has a great show in the gallery for people to come and see and decide where they want to go. There will be a beautiful German-style buffet for our guests, mostly finger food. If you're wearing your button, which comes with your tour guide, you will be welcome to come in and have a sample of the most amazing foods. Vegan cabbage rolls with wild rice and mushrooms, and German apple cake. The wonderful Trinity Accordion Ensemble will be here and playing fantastic music.
I have three of the Open Studio artists with me. First, Jeffrey Obser.
I make imaginary worlds on tabletops and also on smaller canvases. I use acrylic dyes. I am always making little mountain ranges and sea floors. I create large worlds and small. I also have a map business of real places, resorts in Mexico, and those are hand-drawn. I've created this technique out of nothing over many years, all on my own. I want to have people come and see what I do so they can realize that anybody can create anything, really, certainly a map.
Are you doing a kind of collage, or are you purely inventing these?
In some cases, others have already invented the places. I have a large table map of Middle Earth from J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, which I had to research extensively, and I worked on for a long time. I'm working on Narnia, but I'm also doing a mashup of a continent with all of the locations from all of Broadway musicals. It's hilarious. The Alps are right next to the South Pacific in Hammerstein Bay. So many wonderful jokes you can put in cartographic art, as long as you're not capturing real places. But I do real places too, and I try to make them look beautiful.
John Schult, tell me what people can expect in your studio in Orville.
I'll have about 100 pieces of work in my studio. I'll be giving away cartoon drawings where people can take a look at a sample sheet and pick out what they want. I can draw a cartoon person or horse in about 15 seconds. I also have a commissioned painting of a neighbor's house. I'll have a palette out and be painting on that. I have a variety of artwork from abstract to fairly realistic. I'm generally known for my colorful take of local icons.
I'm speaking now to Moria
Martin. I paint large, colorful landscapes, and I also do pet portraits. I started painting my own dogs this year, my husky and my German shepherd, as well as other animals.
I'm speaking to Aaron Wells.
The gallery is open and ready for you to buy your tour guide. Their books with a picture of artist's work. Their location is listed, their website, and their phone number. Come in and pick your places to visit. You want a custom painting or a piece of pottery or some jewelry? You can look in your tour guide and find an artist who will be happy to accommodate you.
There's glass, there's wood, very fine inlay work using rare woods, and there's really everything. Once you buy your tour guide at the Chico Art Center, there's also a drawing for a gift basket.
The gift package is full of treats from many of our local merchants. We have Schubert's candy, nuts from Maisie Jane, wine. We also have a bottle of rum from the Hooker Oak Distillery on Park Avenue, some beautiful handmade pottery, note paper from some of the local artists who make cards and notes. So there's a lot in the basket. All you have to do is fill out your ticket and put it in a box. It's pretty easy.
Tell us where to find the Chico Arts Center.
450 Orange Street, which is the old train depot building.
Thank you.
This weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, artists are inviting you into their workspaces to show how they create art in Chico. And tonight at the Chico Art Center, you can attend the reception, meet some of those artists and the coordinators of the event. They'll talk with you about all the places you can go as part of the Open Studios Art Tour.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely. I've got to keep control.
The wildly popular cult musical Rocky Horror Show Live is at Old City Hall in Reading, presented by Axiom Repertory Theater. This is the final weekend of performances for the show, and unfortunately tonight's performance and tomorrow night's performance are sold out, but there still are tickets last time we checked for the final performance this Sunday at 2. Tickets are available through the website AxiomRepertoryTheater.com. That's AxiomRepertory Theater with an R-E on the end, .com. Our Reading correspondent, Kelly, is at Old City Hall talking with people involved in the production, starting with the star of the show, Louis, the actor who's playing Frankenfurter, the sweet transvestite from the planet Transylvania.
How do you prepare to play that?
It's kind of a take on Dr. Frankenstein. He's sassy, he's moody, he's a sweet transvestite with a naughty side. I started practicing in heels as soon as we started rehearsals, and then they bumped up the size of the high heels, so it got a little bit harder. I must say that's one of the hardest parts of the show, is probably wearing the heels. By the end of the show, my feet are in a lot of pain, but it's all worth it. It's wild, it's fun, I get to let loose, and every night's like a party.
I'm Kelly Frost, I'm at the Old City Hall in Reading with the Axiom Repertory Theater director, Ken Hill, from the Rocky Horror Show. I was corrected a minute ago before I started, it's not Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's the movie, the Rocky Horror Show. Most folks are probably at least familiar with the story because of the movie. I'm sure you want to do something unique and different, so what can you tell me about the Rocky Horror Show?
It's an amazing production. Now, many people might consider it just a superficial piece of fun, but it certainly wasn't conceived that way by its author, the great Richard O'Brien, who wrote the book and the music and the lyrics. It opened in 73 in a small upstairs theater in London. It soon transferred to a larger theater and just kept moving to larger venues, playing to sold-out audiences. Then it was turned into the film, which, as many people understand, just failed miserably until it started getting its revival as what is now called a cult film. The play's historical roots are in live performance. And then recently, I think about 2 or 3 years ago in London, in one very special night, they did it as a benefit for Amnesty International. And they had a number of famous European stars come in and play the part of the narrator. And one of those narrators was Richard O'Brien himself. Everyone knows Richard as Riff Raff from the film version, come back on stage and play one of the narrators. In my estimation, that London production becomes the production of note. That is the seminal production of the show. It's from that show that we've taken our cue to jump off, if you will. And yes, Kelly, we have done a few interesting things with it, but it's incredibly true to the original. Nothing is changed in terms of the, script dialogue. There may be a few ad-libs because Lord knows the audience is going to ad-lib all night long.
Are you expecting the audience to participate? Are you expecting them to throw toast, dress up, and do everything else they do in the film version?
We certainly hope so. In the London version, that Amnesty International treatment, that was taped, and it was actually screened across cinemas throughout the UK. You can actually catch a viewing of that. And the audience is as raucous and as loud and as vibrant, probably more so than anything I've ever seen at a midnight screening. And I've been to my share, of course. We don't bring food so much anymore. There's no real toast. There's not a dinner sequence like there is in the film. But I don't want to give too much away because much of it's all incorporated within the actual musical theater script. But yes, yes, yes. We want people to bring glow sticks. You know, we're going to do that instead of candles, right? Or flashlights. We want them to bring all the other accoutrement for the production. And we certainly want them dressed up. And we certainly hope they shout out insults. That's how we've been practicing.
So the cast will not be surprised if there is audience interaction.
The cast, I think, would probably go up and start shaking them around the neck, saying, "Why aren't you yelling stuff at us?" Yeah, it's a riotous amount of fun. And if people forget to bring their stuff to play with during the show, we're going to have special party bags out at the concession counter. They can come here and get their squirt gun and their bubbles and their paper and toilet paper and the glow sticks, the whole nine yards.
My name is Brady Hannigan, and the character I'm playing in the show is Brad Majors. Brad is sort of this straight-laced college boy. He just got out. He's about to get married to this girl, Janet. He's brought the ring. He's proposed to her. She said yes, and he's just the happiest he's ever been. And then the events of the show happen. He and Janet are the only two normal characters for about a few scenes, but then they meet Frank, and Frank brings out aspects of both Brad and Janet that they didn't know were there. Brad discovers he likes men.
And do you like the way that Ken Hill is doing this production?
I do, yes. He's really bringing out the... It's weird to say sexual energy at the show because it's a very sexually laced show, but
he
really manages to bring out the full potential of that, and the actors and the sets design and his music choices. It's just wonderful.
My name is Chris Dickey, and I am playing Magenta. She's a little loose. She's Frankenfurter's right hand, or left hand actually, and sister to Riff Raff, and kind of helps in the scheming.
Does she have a pretty big role in the production?
Definitely a strong supporting presence.
What did you have to do to prepare for this character?
I definitely watched a lot of different versions on YouTube, checked out pictures and stuff online, knew the movie really well already, but definitely had to learn to kind of let go a little bit, being a public school teacher and knowing a lot of parents and students that are going to come to the show. It's a little embarrassing at first, but I'm actually kind of getting excited since my students did work on the sets. We've been talking a lot about it, and so it's getting a little bit more exciting that they're going to get a chance to come and see it.
My name is Tristan Ford, and I play a Phantom. The Phantoms are not in the movie, but in the play, they're very important. They're very mysterious. They're all very different. Every show doesn't have the same Phantom character. It's like it's the actor's job to develop their own Phantom character. My Phantom actually gave a name for her because we're in drag. It's Madame Sexy Beast. She's very rebellious, and she's one of Frankenfurter's creations. He created her to be very obsessive, and she became rebellious. I haven't had this much fun in a show in a very long time. And you have so much freedom to interact with the audience, be yourself, and just go all out.
My name's Nicole Serp, and I am playing Columbia. Columbia is the ultimate Frankie fan, so she's a groupie. She joined the crew. She's absolutely in love with living at the castle and partying with everybody all the time. I thought there would be a lot more preparation to get into character, and I found it came pretty naturally.
This isn't a lot smaller venue than a place like Shasta College.
It's been a bit of a challenge trying to fit ourselves into the set because we're used to dancing a little more spread out.
I am Bob Coraluck. I am the narrator in the Rocky Horror Show, which is about the only age-appropriate role that I qualify for. And the narrator, as narrators do, just keeps the story moving along, filling up gaps with the rap Okay, we're going from point A to point B here. Here's what happened in between, and now we go. It's a fun show. I've never done the show before. I've never seen the movie before. So this is all kind of new to me, and it's kind of nice to run into something new when you're my advanced maturity.
We know that the audience is going to fully participate in this.
They're somewhat armed as far as things to throw. I don't know that they should be throwing it at me, however. And there's also a lot of kibitzing going on, people that know the responses. I mean, they actually have responses for these lines. I'm not often interrupted when I'm on stage. New experience. I've been kind of working with some stuff that they've been throwing at me already, so, you know, I think I'll be able to stay on my feet anyway.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie. I'm glad
we... And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. And if you like local stories about the arts and interviews with people who create the arts in the North State, you can support all that by calling in your pledge. In just a moment, you'll hear how to do that. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
From transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite. Transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause, but not the symptom.